Hello, hello. You are now listening to Burgundy Love with Darling Jimenez. This podcast is about personal growth, professional development, and designing a life that you love. If you are interested in these things, stay tuned. We have some great content for you.
Hi everyone, welcome back. You are listening to Burgundy Love with Darling Jimenez. And today we have a special guest. I know it's been a while since we had a guest, so I'm really excited to have somebody here with me to share the space and to have a great conversation with. So Sonia, do you want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Sure. So my name is Sonia Lopez, and that sounds so weird to say. I've been flowers my whole life, so recently married. I have a degree from East Carolina University. My degree is child development, family relations, and I work in finance because that's how life works out. I also own a couple of businesses. I am a makeup artist in the Bali area. I own Dabble Beauty, so we mainly work with brides. That's the most popular industry out here, but we also do like special effects makeup and photo shoots and things like that, and we're looking to start doing some virtual classes in 2021. It'll be really fun. And then kind of partnered with that, I own Axiom Apparel, and that was kind of birthed out of my process of getting married and seeing how much everything was costing on Etsy. And I was like, I bet I can make that myself. And so I kind of like started doing that throughout my engagement process and then just kind of turned it into a business. I've kind of moved away from as much wedding items, and now I'm doing a lot of political items or just like social type of teas and tanks and cups and things. So anyone need anything made or anything from our site, you can check both of those sites out on Instagram. And if Darling, if you can link those in the show notes, that would be great. Absolutely. Or I can say them at the end.
Definitely do that.
Okay. Aside from that, I'm super like passionate about health, like all aspects of health, like nutrition, working out, whether that be your weightlifting, yoga. Not really big into cardio, gotta be honest. That's not my strong suit. But I feel like if nutrition's on point, you don't really have to do as much cardio. So that's kind of what I tell myself.
I like that philosophy because I too don't like cardio.
Right. No, the only cardio I like is HIIT, and that's still like weightlifting, so.
I think I saw a shirt the other day that said, running late is my cardio, and I loved it.
Oh, I love that. I might need to do a shirt like that for myself. That's a great cardio.
It is. So thank you so much, Sonia, for joining us. I think we went back and forth a little bit with the topic that we wanted to talk about since we have a lot of things in common that we're passionate about. But I think what we settled upon was having a conversation on health, and I think that's very timely. We've been doing a lot of mental health episodes, and I think it'll be awesome to do an episode that's talking a little bit more about physical health. And I know you and I have a lot of those type of conversations. So do you want to tell us a little bit about your fitness journey and what has made you so passionate about fitness and wellness and health?
Sure. So when I was in college, high school and college, I was big into running. I used to do like long distance running. Well, I call it long distance. It was like 2 miles. That's a long distance for me, you know? So running, things like that. When I got into college, I got that freshman 25, not 15, 25. And I just continued to gain weight all through college. Regardless of how much I was running, because I was eating like crap and going to the clubs and drinking every weekend, you know, so I was negating any little bit of cardio that I was doing. And then honestly, when I met my husband, he was my boyfriend then in college, kind of after college, he was like super big into weightlifting. And after I graduated, we moved in together, and he would go to the gym at like 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. And that was like, I could not believe that anybody would do that. And he dragged me along with him. So I just kind of fell in love with weightlifting. And the more I fell in love with it, the less I was kind of running. And I started to kind of see changes in my body through weightlifting that I never saw through cardio. And I just felt strong, and just feeling strong is just really empowering, you know, like you just like, look what I did, you know what I'm saying? So since then I've just been really into lifting. Now I lift 4 times a week and I love lifting. Like, I can't wait to work out. I have my little workout playlist. You have a couple of really great ones too that we put in our mix. I just love working out because I love lifting weights, because you can really sculpt your body in the way that you want by building muscles. Because when you're building your muscles, like, you know, it's burning fat. And so when I learned that philosophy, that just really got me even more into weightlifting. And then the last couple of years, I've been kind of like getting into yoga a little bit. I used to think that yoga was for like, after you working out, you do yoga to like stretch out, you know? Mm-hmm. And lately I've been learning that yoga in itself can be a workout. And I've been really falling in love with that again, because like, I feel so strong when I do yoga and able to like get some of these poses. It just makes you feel really empowered and strong. And so now I'm kind of at a place with fitness where it's part of my daily life, where, you know, in 2013, I was dreading getting up and going to the gym, and I didn't want to be there, and I wasn't happy with how I looked in the mirror, you know? But now it's just like a part of life and it feels good. Love it. As far as like nutrition, I started my nutrition journey, I'd say probably around the same time, 2013, after I graduated, just because I had gained so much weight in college and we were trying to lose it. So I was doing like the Fit Girls Guide. Shout out to the Fit Girls Guide. I did lose weight on that. and a bunch of other things, but nothing was like truly sustainable. You know what I'm saying? Like everything was like a quick fix, but then I would gain the weight back, or I wouldn't be able to lose weight anymore. I would hit a plateau. Yeah, girl. So, but then last year I met a nutritionist and like my whole world changed. So we can get more into that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for sharing. I think, there's a lot of like points of correlation for me. Like, definitely same thing with college. Like, it was a struggle with, not really knowing how to like make healthy choices when you had so many. Like, the cafeteria would always have like good choices and bad choices. And for some reason, mm-hmm. I got really used to the bad ones. I think here more recently, I've definitely over the last 6 to 8 months, like ever since COVID-19 started, I've like been working to develop better habits around nutrition, and more importantly to change my mindset, because I think like you and I have had this conversation many times. Oftentimes when it comes to health and fitness, we adopt a mentality of all or nothing. And I think that's definitely one of the things that I am very guilty of, like thinking like I'm either 100% in or I'm out if I make a single mistake. So you've taught me that lesson about being all or something. Do you want to kind of share with our listeners a little bit more about mindset, and specifically like making sure that if you're not doing everything, it's okay to do some things?
Yeah, sure. So actually in other aspects of life, and it used to be in fitness where I struggle with the all or nothing mindset. But a lot of times, you know, let's say that you're doing the Fit Girls Guide or something, and the guide is planned out. It has your workouts, it has your meals, everything. A lot of times there's not a lot of grace built into these programs, so that if you do, you know, quote unquote, fall off the wagon by having pizza or getting some beer or whatever, you know, your guilty pleasure is. I love ice cream. So like, if you do that, then it kind of seems like, man, like, well, now I'd have messed up. I might as well just eat whatever I want now, you know? But one thing that my nutritionist shared with me was this concept of spiraling up. So let's say I'm doing the Fit Girls Guide and I'm doing really well. And then like on week 3, I go out downtown with my friends and I'm drinking and eating pizza and doing all these things. Yes, I quote unquote fell off of, you know, the plan that we're doing, but that next day I can spiral up by just hydrating and drinking water. And then the next day I can spiral up by adding in some spinach to my smoothie, you know, and just looking at it as not, you know, you failed or you messed up, but it's just like, today I had pizza and that pizza was great. And tomorrow I'm gonna have my smoothie again, you know, and understanding that there's no, there's not really any bad foods except for like foods that would like literally kill you. You know what I'm saying? But like, aside from that, there aren't really bad foods. It's just that there's some foods that you have to eat in moderation and others you can have as much as you like, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think I'm just going to call attention to a phrase that you use that I really like, which I'm going to post somewhere. But this idea of spiraling up, basically mm-hmm. after you feel like you've made a mistake or if you haven't been consistent lately around like your health and wellness, just pick one thing to do that's going to set you back on the path. And then mm-hmm. after that, try to pick another and then slowly kind of spiral back up. So I'm going to use that. I like that.
Yeah. And girl, that can be applied to any point in your life, in your marriage, you know, in your self-care, at work, wherever. You can always spiral up.
I love that.
I think when you have that mindset, it's more of an, like, you have more optimism, you know?
Absolutely. Very uplifting. And I feel like I needed to hear that today. So then kind of returning to the topic of nutrition, for someone out there that maybe is listening and doesn't quite know where to start, how do you start to go about changing your nutritional habits and basically getting on the path to making healthier choices?
I think the first place to start, people are probably going to roll their eyes like, oh, that's not helpful. But the first place to start is your mindset. Mm-hmm. It's to like really be honest with yourself and write down how you feel about yourself right now. How do you feel about your body? How do you feel about your diet? How do you feel about the choices you make? And then kind of sit with that and just take inventory of like, okay, what am I eating? Because it's kind of hard to be like, oh, I'm going to eat healthier. Then you can't really figure out what steps you need to take if you're not really sure what you need to change, you know? Because some people are like, oh, I'm just going to eat salads all day and no meat. I'm just going to be a vegetarian. It's like, well, I mean, that's not what it takes to be healthy. You know what I'm saying? That might be what it takes for certain people, but everybody doesn't need to have a salad every week that doesn't have any meat, you know? And so just taking inventory of what you are eating so you can see what changes you actually might need to make. If you're someone who eats out a lot, you can continue to eat out and eat healthy. There's so many healthy options that are not salads. You know what I'm saying? Salads are amazing, but I know a lot of people think that that's their only option if they're going to eat healthy. But like, if you're going to Panera Bread, their turkey chili is very healthy. It's a great meal to have, you know?
Yes.
And then I would say just the next thing for your starting to eat healthier is just try to incorporate more vegetables, because there aren't any vegetables that are bad for you. Mm-hmm. And when I say vegetables, I'm talking about the non-starchy ones. So not potatoes, you know, but having more carrots and asparagus and spinach and peppers and onions and things like that. Just finding ways to incorporate those into your diet, especially ones that are high in fiber. And that little step, big for some people, but that one step can really help you to just kind of jumpstart your way into a healthy lifestyle, because it's all about getting your vegetables and fruit and your fiber.
Absolutely. Great. Thank you for sharing those. I think those are very helpful.
Mm-hmm.
How about for someone that is wanting to start some sort of workout regimen, but they don't know where to begin? I think oftentimes, like for lifting weights, for example, people are intimidated because mm-hmm. they feel like they don't know what they're doing. Or sometimes, depending on the gym that you go to, the people there can look really intimidating. Mm-hmm. Do you have any suggestions for someone that wants to get started getting healthy and fit and doing more exercising?
Yeah. So if you're coming from, well, any type of working out, my first thing would say find a friend. So you don't necessarily have to work out with this friend, but find a friend who is already doing whatever exercise that you want to do, because they can give you a lot of advice, right? One of our sorority sisters, Monica, she's really into running. And so when I was trying to get back into it a few years back, I reached out to her and asked her for advice on stretches. And I asked if I could run with her sometimes. And I realized that I don't like running. And so I just stopped. But it was helpful to have someone to show me the correct things to do and to make sure that I'm injuring myself. Because oftentimes, if you're trying to jump into something without proper guidance, especially with weightlifting, you can really injure yourself and you may not be able to work out anymore. Because if you injure your back or your knees for whatever reason, like, you're done squatting, you know? So finding that friend to kind of give you some advice is a great way to get started. Also, if you're not trying to go to a gym, YouTube has a lot of really cool workouts. They have like Zumba type workouts and dance fitness ones, like Dance Fitness with Jessica. And then there's like the Fitness Marshall. Those are really fun dance workouts. If you like to,
I love
like,
the Fitness Marshall.
Yeah, he's amazing. He's great. But yeah, like those are some great channels if you're trying to like get some cardio in the fun way, you know? And then if you're trying to like lift weights, you know, if you're a woman, there are plenty of women on Instagram who lift weights. And again, if you have a friend, they can give you resources. So that the friend is really your first step. And then just start slowly, like understand that everybody who is in the gym, who has these goddess bodies, they did not start that way. They were not born that way, right? Everybody had a starting point. And if you see somebody in the gym who has an amazing body, walk up to them and tell them that their body is amazing and ask them if they have any advice for you. I've done that before and people are so friendly and willing to help you out and share and talk to you. Also, if you see someone working out who has like your dream body, just kind of watch what workouts they're doing and write them down. And then when you write them down, well, if you don't know what they are, then kind of write down a description and then go online and do your research on YouTube. YouTube is amazing as far as form. Because like I said earlier with weightlifting, you want to start with very light weights when you're first entering and work on your form. Get your form perfect. Learn how to squat with no weight on you, right? Learn how to deadlift with little to no weight. And then once you get your form perfect, slowly increase your increments of your weight. Or if you're not able to increase your weight, you can just increase the reps that you're doing. And the reps means how many times you're going to be doing something. But using YouTube as a resource and using your friends as a resource is a great way to get started, especially if it's something that you don't have any experience in. And with weightlifting, you definitely do not want to just jump into that by yourself because you don't want to get hurt.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. So like I first started weightlifting when I was in high school in the track team. And so I actually had like a coach that taught me how to weightlift. However, earlier on this year, I went to like before the whole COVID-19 had started in January, I started going back to the gym, started back weightlifting. It's also like my favorite, like if I can just skip all the cardio and just do all the weightlifting, I will do that.
Girl, do it. But, the life.
What's really interesting is even though I've had experience working with like a coach for weightlifting, I know that my deadlift, the posture isn't right. Like I can feel that something isn't right. Like I can feel a pain that I know I'm not supposed to feel. It's not like a muscle work pain, but like a, hey, something's like
it's pinching.
Yeah. So I think it's really important too for the listeners out there, if you're interested in weightlifting, like, yes, absolutely. Like find someone that you can work out with, as Sonia suggested. That's probably the best way to make sure that your form is right. But make sure that you're also listening to your body and be careful. Yes. Like you might end up feeling like pain that you can tell is not just your muscles are working pain. Like if it truly hurts, then there's a problem. You're either lifting too heavy or you don't have the right form. And so you want to be super careful, especially like anything with your back can be very severe. So just be super careful, and it can happen to anyone. It can even happen to people with experience. And so paying attention to your body is very important as you start your fitness and wellness journey.
Yeah. And to kind of piggyback off of that, I had been lifting for maybe 4 years, and I injured my back. I'm not really sure how I injured it, like if it was through squatting or deadlifting, but I injured my back because I had scoliosis and I did not know I had scoliosis. So I wasn't making the proper adjustments for someone whose spine is curved. And I ended up injuring my back because one side of my back, the muscles were working really hard to compensate for the other side. And I had no idea until my back just started spasming. And then I went from lifting more than my body weight. I think I was like squatting like 170 or 175 to going all the way back down to squatting like just the bar by itself, 45 pounds. And I had to rehab my back up to where it needs to be. So sometimes even if you are doing everything right, there may be something like that, like you have scoliosis and you only find out because you go to get an x-ray because your back is spasming. You know what I'm saying? But one thing I didn't mention was the importance of warming up and cooling down. I think for anything, maybe not yoga, but for running and weightlifting, whether it's CrossFit or traditional lifting, whatever, it's super important to warm up. And again, YouTube is free, y'all. Yeah. YouTube has great workouts. You can literally just type in leg day warm up or lower body warm up and follow these warm ups. They look excessive. Sometimes they're like 15 minutes long, but it's important to do them. And even if you only have 30 minutes to work out, maybe do a 10-minute warm-up, a 15-minute, you know what I'm saying, workout, and a 5-minute cool-down. Because doing those things can make or break you. It can determine whether or not you injure yourself.
Yes, definitely. And I think, too, like, you have to have a lot of patience as well, you know. Mm-hmm. I think, especially if you're someone who has worked out in the past and you're just kind of getting restarted, even if you were able, like Sonia just mentioned, like, to lift a little bit heavier before, you might not be there anymore. And so being patient with yourself and knowing that you'll eventually get back there, or knowing that eventually you'll get to the weight that you want to be able to lift and to the body that you want, but you definitely have to exercise patience. And I think that's, again, one of the lessons that I'm learning, because I think the body kind of changes so slowly. And sometimes because you're looking at yourself every day, you're doing the work every day, you can get really impatient and just feel like, wow, like, is anything even happening? And things are, they just happen slowly over time, not immediately.
Exactly. And like being kind to yourself on top of that. Mm-hmm. So like if you're trying to lose weight or if you're working out because you're trying to lose weight, like work on the self-love as you're working out. You know what I'm saying? Like while you're, you know, if you're working out for these 3 weeks or whatever, make sure you're working on your self-love too. Because sometimes if you're so focused on the end goal of the certain body type, you can really push yourself, which again could lead to injury, or you could just end up getting defeated and want to quit. And also if you're lifting for weight loss, you definitely will lose weight, right? But your pants might get a little tighter, even though you lost weight, depending on where your body was when you started. Sometimes you could start to lose a bunch of weight and then you might kind of hit a plateau, or you might actually gain a few pounds, but you're not actually gaining weight. You have more muscle on your body. And after a certain point, there's only so much fat that you can lose, you know. Your body needs to retain some fat to be able to work and function. But being kind to yourself is so important in whatever type of workout that you're doing, and making sure that you're working out for a reason. Like figure out why do I want to work out? Is it because I just want to be skinny? Is it because it helps me to de-stress, decompose? It's okay to work out to lose weight, but also try to think of what else does working out give to me? And that might make it more enjoyable.
Absolutely. I think the other day I was listening to this book on headway. And in that book, basically it's called The Joy of Movement. And it talks about how when you start working out, your brain kind of adapts itself to you working out. And it actually makes you feel moody if you don't work out. So like basically, if you get used to working out all the time and then you suddenly stop, then you start to feel like moody and not like yourself. And that's actually a good thing. That's a way that your brain tells you that, hey, working out is a good thing. You need this in your life. Mm-hmm. And so I definitely recommend that book, number one, like The Joy of Movement. And the reason why I kind of wanted to bring it up is because I think so many times we think of working out and eating healthy as this big chore, this thing that you have to do, this thing that like, oh, I really don't want to, but I guess I have no choice. And I think it's really important to start to shift that mindset to this is a choice. This is a choice that is good for you. And this is something that you will get accustomed to. You still have to kind of make the decision to do it, you know, but it does get easier with time. Like at the beginning, it's a little bit rough, but once you get started and once you start to build a little routine for yourself, your body kind of supports you in it and your brain does too.
Exactly. And if you're finding yourself not enjoying the workout, like also again, like listen to yourself, listen to your body. Like, I don't like to run. I don't like that type of cardio. So I don't do that type of cardio. Mm-hmm. Sure, it could help me drop weight really quickly, but I don't enjoy it. So I don't do it. So there's so many types of workouts. Like there's boxing, There's walking, running, lifting, CrossFit, yoga. There's aerial yoga, pole dancing. Like, there's so many things. As long as you're moving, you're working out. You can do bowling. Like, as long as you are moving consistently, getting your heart rate up, like, you're working out, and that's good. So if you find yourself not being happy with whatever workout you're doing, maybe just try something else.
Mm-hmm. I think too, like, sometimes we underestimate the power that small bursts of movements can have. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like a lot of people have the mentality of, okay, I need to go and set a whole hour for working out, otherwise it doesn't matter.
I'm glad I brought that up.
Yes, but you know, the more that I think about it and the more time that I spend like in my health journey, the more that I realize that small movements and just like quick bursts of movements also have an impact, you know? So if you don't have a whole hour to go to the gym, then don't go to the gym for a whole hour. Pop on a YouTube video, do something for 15 minutes. And at the end of the day, that 15 minutes will take you a little bit closer to your goal and will be better than no movement at all. The body needs that movement.
And to be completely honest, there are a lot of 15-minute workouts that if your goal is weight loss, you will lose much more weight much faster with doing 15 minutes three times a week if you're doing the right type of workout. A lot of times for lifting, it does take like an hour or so, but not because it requires that long to work out. Like, it's not because like it requires an hour to be able to reach your goal, but sometimes when you're lifting weights, especially if you're not using machines, sometimes with machines too, but you need to take a break in between so you can have a 30 second to a minute break between every workout. So if you're doing something three times and you took three breaks, that's 3 minutes. Mm-hmm. So those break times do really extend the time of your workout, but doing a 15 minute workout, a lot of times that's like a HIIT workout. And so that's high intensity interval training. And your heart rate is like going through the roof, and then it comes back down, and then it goes back up, and it comes back down, and you will lose so much weight and burn so many calories in that 15 minutes, and probably more than the person who spent an hour lifting. Now, for the people who are trying to spend an hour or however long, you know, on a treadmill or bike or whatever, unless that's the lifestyle that you want and you plan for the rest of your life to be riding a bike for an hour or however long, it's not ideal to do that type of cardio for that long if you're just trying to lose weight or if you're trying to get into a healthier lifestyle. Because if you stop doing that, then the weight's going to come back. Number two, that can be bad on your joints if you're excessively running every day on the treadmill for an hour, especially like your knees and your hips and your ankles. So it's not necessary to do cardio that long. And oftentimes it's better to do it for a short period of time and add in some type of strength training, whether that's using the resistance band, body weight, whatever. Some type of strength training actually helps you to burn calories faster and lose weight faster.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think like the variety of your workouts also has a big influence, because I think sometimes if you like a workout, then that's great, but you might get a little bit bored. And so finding different ways to incorporate movement into your life that's not necessarily like the same routine every day can also kind of help you stick to it. So one example that I can give you that is somewhat recent is I have a really hard time with yoga. And I think Sonia, you and I have had this conversation before. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I have a hard time with it is the reason why I need it. I have a hard time because I'm not flexible. And so what I've been doing recently, because I really do want to get into it, but I haven't found a style that I like, is I've actually been trying different styles of yoga for beginner. And I found one recently that I really like. I just don't like, I don't know if I can do it. Like, I can barely do it. It's called Bhuti Yoga, like Bhuti. And it has like a lot more movement. Like, it has the yoga movements, but it also has like other types of movements. So like, you're in a yoga pose, but then you're also like making the circles. And so just diversifying your workouts can help you stay more engaged and make it so that your body's also kind of experiencing different workouts and doesn't plateau as easily.
Right. Yeah, I agree 100%. And also, if you are doing only yoga, doing different types of yoga, you know what I'm saying? So if someone's like, well, I only want to do like the cardio that's like running or elliptical, well then switch it up. Like every time you do it, do something different, whether it's you're doing the bhuti yoga today and then tomorrow you're doing trap yoga, and then the next day you're doing a more yin yoga, just to kind of shock your body sometimes, and to also be able to give it those days of rest, can really help you to maximize your workouts.
Absolutely. Awesome. Well, we've been talking for some time now. Do you have anything else that you want to share with our audience? Any kind of last words of wisdom?
My last words of wisdom, again, is just being kind to yourself when it comes to nutrition and working out. Finding a friend. Everyone started somewhere. Nobody was born with a six pack. So just find a friend who is into whatever you're trying to get into. Any sisters or anyone who's into weightlifting or yoga or looking to get into that, feel free to hit me up on Instagram. It's Queen Elizabeth, and that's Elizabeth with an S, not a Z. But I'm more than happy to help and share resources and links. If you're looking for workouts, Chanel DeLisser, I believe her name is, she has a lot of great workouts on Instagram. So just check your resources and reach out to your friends.
I love it. Thank you so much. And as you know, it is a tradition in the show to end with a sister shout out. So did you have someone that you wanted to shout out today?
Yes. So I would like to shout out Vanessa Jaimes. It was hard for me to choose one of my babies. So my other babies, please do not feel away. but I did choose Vanessa for this shout out. She's one of my babies, my first and only line that I've had. And right now she's going through a difficult time, loss in her family. And so I just want to send her lots of love, lots of love, encouragement, and nurturing energy. She is a phenomenal sister. Out the gate, she's just done the most for her chapter. Sisters like her are far and few between. And so I just wanted to give her flowers while she's here.
Aww, thank you so much. We love you, Vanessa.
Yes.
All right. And with that, we're going to conclude for today. Thank you so much, Sonia, for jumping on this platform with us. We really appreciate your words of advice, and we can't wait to have you back.
Awesome. No problem. Thank you for having me, darling. I really enjoyed it.
Yay. All right. Darling out. Okay. Burgundy love.